Good morning, and thank you for joining our program today, Fire Shut Up in My Bones. Please turn to the sixth chapter of the book of Luke. And it says there in verse 46, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Let's pray. Heavenly Father in heaven, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to gather around your precious word. Please teach us today, Almighty God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oftentimes I encounter my fellow man through different sports, most notably of late combat sports such as mixed martial arts, judo, and wrestling. And it always amazes me how my presence around these individuals always sparks some type of curiosity and questions such as, "I don't understand why you're so happy in this world. I don't understand why you seem so positive in a world that seems messed up." And it always astonishes me why they ask such questions. I had one gentleman behind my back talk to a fellow teammate and say, "Why about me? Why is that gentleman always so positive?" And I've been accused of being on drugs and so forth and so on. And many could be said about those listening to this program. You, no matter how hard it is in your life, you seem positive. You have a smile on your face. You don't complain about your problems. Why is that? Well, it's because our rock is Jesus Christ. Our salvation rests upon Jesus Christ. And that is why, brethren and beloved, where our joy comes from, it's from Jesus Christ. I want to preach a sermon today entitled, "The Rock of My Salvation." The Rock of My Salvation. I would like to bring to your attention point number one. Is God your God? Is He your God? Lord, Lord, in verse 46 means Supreme Master. It's a very respectful form towards our Almighty God. Many folk believe God exists. Hear that salvation is through Jesus Christ, and yet still refused to get saved. It makes no sense to say God is your God when you're afraid to get saved, fearing you have to abandon your sinful lifestyle. Well, my friend, that shouldn't be so hard to do, considering the fact that hell awaits you, where the worm dieth not, where the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night. You're not willing to give up your drinking of booze, your fornication, your partying, your drugs. You're not willing to give that up for salvation. By the way, I'm not in any way saying that you have to give that up before you get saved, because works doesn't save you. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. And it's a gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast." Salvation comes through believing in Jesus Christ being the only way to heaven and asking Him to come into your heart and save you. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." But I say again, the reason why people don't want to get saved today, it's because one, they're not interested, and number two, they do not want to give up their sinful lifestyle. The Bible says that Jesus is the only way to heaven. John 14, 6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Those that get saved live forever. The Bible says in John 3, 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Wouldn't you rather have eternal life than the pleasures of sin for a season? Sin doesn't last. Hebrews 11:25 says, In the wonderful word of God, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Sin doesn't last. The partying doesn't last. The fornication doesn't last. The drugs doesn't last. Self doesn't last. Money doesn't last. My question for you today is, God, your God. Is God your God? Don't call God your God when you refuse to attend church service, when you refuse to put down the liquor bottle, when you refuse to stop beating your wife, when you refuse to stop cheating on your wife, when you refuse to stop cussing and sinning in any type of activity that you want to do. God is not your God. Why callest him Lord, Lord, when you do not the things which I say, the Bible says. Now, point number two, the salvation that's permanent. As you know, salvation means save. It's being saved from hell. In verse 48, it says, He is like a man which built an house and dig deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. When you build a house, you have to dig deep until you get into the crust of the earth. And there you can build the foundation to which the house can stand. For which the house can stand strong. In Psalm 62, 6, it says, Only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. Actually, my notes got cut off. Let's turn to Psalm 62, verse 6. It says there, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. You are saved to the uttermost if you have asked Jesus to save you. Also, once you're established upon the rock of Jesus Christ, the turmoil of this world cannot take your joy away. Joy is from Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John 15, 11, These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full. I think it's interesting to mention that the book of Philippians was written in prison. I tell you that the writer had joy and didn't let the present circumstances dictate the joy in his life. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and gentleness, goodness, faith. Reverting back to John 15, 11. Who does joy come from? It says, That my joy might remain in you. That is referring to Jesus Christ's joy. Joy doesn't just come from something, but it comes from someone. And that is Jesus Christ, the rock of our salvation. Many a people will ask, Why are you so joyful? Why are you so joyful? My answer to you is, I am joyful because Jesus is my rock, the rock of my salvation. He saved me, blessed me. Change me. I'm a new creature because of the Lord. And my joy comes from Jesus Christ. Joy is from Jesus Christ. I will also mention that when you get saved, a part of the Godhead indwells you. Another name for the Holy Spirit is the Comforter. In the Bible, it says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever things that I taught you." That is found in John 14:26 and the precious word of God. So joy comes from Jesus Christ that can never be taken away. Verse 48 says, "He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." The turmoil of this world can never take away your joy. And I tell you, you will have eternal joy. You're permanently saved. John 10:28 says that no man can take you away, or nothing can take away from God. But if you want joy in this crazy world, get saved today. Your salvation is permanently fixed in Jesus Christ forever and ever and ever. Amen. Now that brings us to our third point. Their life is falling apart. Their life is falling apart. In verse 49, it says, "But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without, is like a man that without foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." That house might be beautiful. That house might look strong on top, and it might be strong on top, fortified. A tank can't blow a hole through it. However, because it's not fixated on the rock of Jesus Christ, that house will fall. Those that reject Jesus Christ, the only rock of salvation, have unfulfilled lives, broken lives, miserable lives, shattered lives, lives without direction. Those that reject Christ are not happy. They seek happiness through Buddha, Allah, Mary, sex, drugs, marijuana, booze, wealth, and any type of worldly possessions, and have no happiness. So many people are searching for happiness. That is why their life is in a total wreck. That is why they take drugs or seek a psychiatrist, because they reject God's merciful gift of salvation. They have no foundation. They are miserable. That's why they ask questions like, "Why are you so happy? Where is your joy? I wish I could find happiness. My life is unstable. I'm spending all this money on psychiatry and it didn't help. I seek counsel, but my wife and I are divorced. My kids hate me. Why is it that the born-again Christian cannot be moved? Why is he happy? Why does it seem like he's at peace?" Oh, if you just grab the gospel and ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you, you too can experience Jesus Christ, the rock of salvation. All you have to do is ask Jesus to save you and take you home to heaven when you die. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have sinned, disobeyed God in some way. We have lied, stolen, or had hateful thoughts towards someone. If we're honest, we know that we're not perfect. And the penalty for these types of sin is death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, in Romans 6:23. The payment for your sin is death. That is eternal damnation in hell. But you don't have to do good works to get saved. Someone did all the work for you. His name was Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for your sins and paid the penalty for your sin with his precious blood. He did it while you were a dirty, rotten sinner. Romans 5:8, but God commanded his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe in Jesus Christ today, you'll have everlasting life. But you must accept his free gift of salvation. Don't be like these people in verse 48, where it says they built their house without the foundation. I'm sorry, verse 49, they build their house without a foundation. They heard the word of God, yet they still rejected it. And their life is built upon a sand, not fixated on the rock of Jesus Christ. You must accept the free gift of salvation. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're willing to get saved today, pray this prayer with me. Bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Jesus, I know I am a sinner and deserve the punishment of hell. Please forgive me for my sins and take me to heaven when I die. I believe that Jesus died and rose again for me. I'm trusting in you completely and in nothing that I can do. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you've trusted in Jesus, you will have your life will be established upon Jesus Christ, the rock of our salvation.
In my darkness, Jesus, Father.